And welcome back, George Norrie, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Ben, why is it that the body as it ages, in most cases, wears out?
Wear and tear. Think of a car. Think of a piece of equipment. You know, the accumulation of waste products, the accumulation of toxicity from the foods we eat and the water we drink and the air we breathe. Stress causes breakdown. Sugar is a major, major toxin, and the average American is eating up to 180 pounds of the stuff a day. Even fructose, fruit sugar, can be a problem specifically for the liver. We're saturating our body with toxins, physical as well as mental and emotional and even spiritual, and ultimately the body's going to break down.
But if you take care of it, if you maintain that.
Look at your mom. Exactly. If you take care of it, we got 120 years. Our every animal has a genetic lifespan. You know, tortoises can live to be a couple hundred years old. Sharks can be 400 or 500 years old. Fruit flies live for a couple of weeks. The human genetic lifespan is 120 years. And that's what we're all capable of living.
Nothing frustrates me more than anything when I do this show than when we have a regular listener who's been with us for years, and they stop calling.
That's so sad.
And you know what happened.
Yeah, I know. That's sad, right?
I hate that. I hate that, Ben.
I know. It's like your family. George, you have such a connection with your listeners, and I've been listening now for 25 years. The connection that you make with your listeners is so beautiful. It's like they're like a family. Coast to Coast listeners are like a family. You know your callers. You recognize them. You know their lives. It's a beautiful thing that you're doing, George. And I'm so honored to be part of it. But it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous work that you're doing, and I've been observing it for 25 years, and now I've been part of it for the last 10.
Well, let's go to the phones. They're lining up for you again on the wild card line. Jeanette is with us in Philadelphia. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I had a question. My nephew's wife, her name is Dee. She has liver failure. She was released from the hospital 2 times and given 3 to 6 months.
Mm.
I know at this stage, what can we just do to extend her life?
Yeah, a lot you can do.
You know, I gave my nephew dandelion root extract, and he just looked at me. And I said, I understand.
Yeah.
But just give it to her. Give her the tea. And I said, I'll try to get in touch with criticalnews.com. And so happened I was up tonight because my brother is 86 with Parkinson's, and he has pneumonia. He's been in the hospital the last couple of days, and he lives with me. But anyway, let's get back to what we can do
with
the liver.
Yeah, you know, you're smart to do. The herbs can help. Milk thistle, for example, Jerusalem artichoke, burdock root. There's herbs that can help with the liver. But the most important thing to do for the liver is to not give the liver work to do. The liver is possibly the hardest working structure in the body. It's a liver cell is capable of producing 500 different enzymatic reactions, different chemical reactions. And the less work the liver has to do, the longer the liver is going to be healthy and the longer we're going to live. So first of all, sugar is the mortal enemy for the liver. And metabolic syndrome, which is technically called Syndrome X, or some people call prediabetes, is the number one cause of fatty liver disease, and 100 million plus Americans suffer from fatty liver disease. So first of all, easy on the sugar, particularly fructose, fruit sugar, which is especially problematic for the liver. That's the first most important thing that you could do. Prescription drugs, again, mortal enemy of the liver. Unless you absolutely, absolutely need to be on prescription drugs, try to avoid them. Wean yourself off. Always work with your doctor. You know, I'm not a big believer in prescription drugs, but you always want to work with your physician who's prescribing the prescription drugs. You don't want to stop them by yourself. But the liver is bearing the burden of prescription drugs. Alcohol the same way. Toxins from food. Eat as little as possible. As we age, you don't need as much food. Eating's for kids. Reduce your calories dramatically, and your liver will be happier. So the most important thing you can do for the liver is what you don't make the liver do. And then as far as nutrition goes, nutrients, the liver is very, very receptive to fatty nutrients, particularly your ultimate EFAs from longevity, major, major liver nutrient, liver supplement, also fatty vitamins, vitamin E and vitamin A, and then also Vitamin C is very important for the liver. In fact, next to the adrenal glands and the thyroid, I think there's more vitamin C in the liver than any other gland. You can also use liver extracts, and you can also eat liver, which contains iron and minerals that are very helpful for the liver. But the most important thing, as I say, is what you don't make the liver do. Don't make the liver work. Remember, every prescription drug you take, every cigarette you smoke, every shot of alcohol you drink is going to put a burden on the liver, and that's especially true about calories and sugar.
The liver performs over 500 vital functions, including, listen to this, Ben, blood filtering, nutrient processing, digestion, blood regulation, protein production, cholesterol management, hormone regulation, energy storage, waste removal, infection fighting, drug metabolism, and much more. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. The ancient Greeks thought the liver was the most important organ in the body, and that's where the name liver comes from, because they thought that's what kept us alive, was the liver. The liver's a warehouse, a storage facility for protein, for amino acids, for glucose, for hormones, and it detoxifies hormones and drugs as well. It is just the most amazing, amazing organ, and it regenerates itself, George. It has a regenerative capacity. So, and you know, they do liver transplants.
That's true. If you can find one,
that is an unbelievable thing to me that they can do a liver transplant, given all the things that the liver does. And fatty liver disease is possibly the most common chronic illness that human beings suffer from. As I say, over 100 million Americans are dealing with that condition.
Will they ever get to the point where they will grow a new liver for somebody?
Yes. Heck yes, they will. All organs. They're doing it now. Growing in a test tube. Absolutely. Or in petri dishes. Yeah, there's a brave new world of medicine coming up, George. But really, nothing is ever, ever going to replace a good nutritional supplement program, eating less calories, eating whole foods, relaxing the body, activating the relaxation nervous system, getting good sleep, exercise, drinking correct fluids, and praising Jesus, or praising God, whatever your religion is, but just having some spirituality in your life. Nothing will ever replace that for good health.
I had a friend of mine in St. Louis who died of liver disease. His name is Jerry Clinton. He owned a distributorship from Anheuser-Busch. And he died of liver cancer.
And he was probably financially set, and he had no problem.
Oh, he had all the money he needed.
Right,
he flew to Europe for liver treatment.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, what would he give up? What would people give up? What kind of wealth and money would they give up to restore themselves back to health, right?
I mean, he would have given up everything.
Everything, absolutely.
First-time caller Curtis is with us in Los Angeles. Hey, Curtis.
Yes, good evening, Mr. Norrie. It's a pleasure and an honor to speak with you and Mr. Ben Fuchs. From one squid to another, thank you for your service. To pharmacist Ben Fuchs, I don't drink or smoke, and I never did drugs, but I'm having a problem with hypertension. Mm-hmm. And you said something a month or so back, is that these doctors give you these medicines to lower your blood pressure, and that's not really what the body wants to do. It wants to push the blood throughout the organs and nerves and et cetera, et cetera. I don't drink. I stay away from sugar as much as possible. I stay away from high fructose corn syrup. My question to you is that I want to lose like another 50 pounds and just to lower my blood pressure naturally, because I'm on two medications. I'm on hydrochlorothiocyte, I'll hardly pronounce this, and amlodipine. And I see my primary care doctor at the VA this Friday, and I've already mentioned to her that I want to be taking off these drugs because I was on lisinopril, and that swole up my right lower ankle, and I got off of it. It went away, and you were so right about supplements. My eyes were hurting me so bad, and my eye pressure was so bad. I got on a supplement for eye pressure and retina health, and I have not felt pain in over
awesome.
4 months now.
That's
taking
awesome.
These supplements. Please talk to me.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And that's you understood it perfectly. The body's trying to push the blood. It turns up the pressure to oxygenate and nutriate and detoxify the tissues, and then you can go take a drug like a calcium channel blocker. That amlodipine's a calcium channel blocker, and that literally poisons the cardiovascular system. It is absurdity, and it would be a joke if it wasn't so darn serious. These calcium channel blockers and beta blocker drugs that they give you for cardiovascular disease are among the most toxic drugs in the entire pharmacopoeia. It is so twisted. And it's not about the individual doctors, by the way. They're good people. They're beautiful people. And I've worked with many of them, and I've worked in hospitals, and they're saints, really. What they do, the empathy and the love and the compassion and the care that physicians have for their patients, it's saintly. And so I don't want this to be about the physicians or the individual people. It's the paradigm. It's the model. It's the institution of medicine. And the institution is always going to be pitted against the individual. Institutions are there to serve themselves, not the individual. And when it comes to our health, that's just tragic. So as far as your hypertension goes, a couple things that you want to do. And we touched upon this a little bit earlier. First of all, if you have 50 pounds to lose, I'm assuming that you got some weight issues. That's going to increase the pressure because it's going to be harder for the blood to circulate through all of that extra weight. So high obesity is going to be related to high blood pressure always. So losing the weight is going to make a dramatic difference. Secondly, if you have that kind of weight problem, chances are pretty good you're dealing with insulin resistance, and that means that you've got some stickiness to the blood, and again, that's going to increase the pressure. So working on your blood sugar is going to be very, very important. I would get on the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, and I would also throw in the Ultimate Niacin, which is a vasodilator, a natural vasodilator, and as George mentioned earlier, magnesium, the Osteomag, will also have antihypertensive benefits. I would also be concerned about leaky gut. Now, when the intestinal lining becomes permeable, stuff gets into the blood, and that causes the blood to become sticky and viscous, and as they doctors like to say, hypercoagulable, which means that has a tendency to clot or to get coagulated. So there may be some toxicity that's getting into the bloodstream through the intestine. Youngevity's got an amazing, amazing product. One of my favorite Youngevity products is something called I-26. And that's very important for killing excess bacteria in the small intestine, which is a major cause of this leaky gut condition. There's another product Youngevity has called Fucoid Z, which contains chemical. It's called a polysaccharide, a molecule that actually helps coat the intestine and restores the mucus lining of the intestine. And then, interestingly, collagen peptides. And TMR shake, I know Tommy's a big fan of our TMR shake, and collagen peptides can help strengthen the intestinal lining, the connective tissue in the intestine. And then also, of course, good probiotic like the Nightly Essence, as well as the Ultimate Microbiome. So between sugar, lowering your blood sugar, and losing weight, and restoring digestive health, that's a major strategy for improving blood circulation. Now, oxygen is also very important for fluidizing blood. So the more oxygen you're intaking, the more fluidized your blood's going to be, and that's where the slow, deep breathing techniques come in, and also movement comes in. It doesn't have to be anything serious. You don't have to go to the gym or anything, but just walking briskly around the block a couple times a day is enough to get that circulation going, and that'll also have a natural antihypertensive effect. And then last but not least, the Fucoid Z that I talked about earlier contains something called sulfate. They may have heard of sulfate. It's a very important element in the body. It's actually a type of electrolyte in the body. It actually can help fluidize the blood, and fucoidin and fucoidin sulfate can do that. And George, your favorite, I know if I can take the liberty of saying your favorite nutritional supplement, the one you always like to talk about, hyaluronic acid, can also have a blood fluidizing effect.
And Curtis, if you missed anything, call this number, 1-855-949-7234. Listener writes in, Ben, wants to know about floaters in the eye.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, you got to go to an ophthalmologist, but what do you think?
Yeah, floaters in the eye are just deterioration of the eye. You're starting to see holes in the eye. You know, how we see is a very, very complicated process, and floaters in the eye are a manifestation of a deterioration of the eye tissue. The eye tissue is largely composed of, George, high hyaluronic acid. And so making sure that you're using the healthy bone and joint pack. And you say, what the heck? Healthy bone and joint pack for my eyes? Yes. The healthy bone and joint pack helps build connective tissue. And connective tissue and hyaluronic acid are very similar. And by using your healthy bone and joint pack, you'll actually help restore the matrix of the eye and the matrix of the entire body. You know, connective tissue is so darn important from an anti-aging perspective, and almost everything we hate about the aging process is represented by deterioration of the connective tissue. Floaters in the eye are just one manifestation. Osteoporosis is another manifestation. Wrinkles and heart disease, cardiovascular disease and ruptures and hernias, and all of these are manifestations of deterioration of the connective tissue. I'm in the skin business, and let me tell you something. People spend billions of dollars every year, tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars every year trying to restore their connective tissue in their skin so they can look younger. Well, guess what? Nutritional supplementation is one of the most important things you could do to restore connective tissue health, and that includes for floaters in the eye, for our writer, but also for the entire connective tissue system in the body, and that's where our healthy bone and joint pack comes in, as well as the aforementioned Fucoid Z.
And what about Ocutive?
And Ocutive for the eyes. That's very good, George. Ocutive is good for the eyes, not so much for the floater situation, but definitely important for vision, as well as Vision FX. And pigments are also important. You know, a lot of folks are dealing with a condition called macular degeneration, which I'm sure you've heard of.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised if we get a call on from somebody who has macular degeneration. Well, one of the most important things you could do for dealing with macular degeneration, in addition to using your Vision FX and your Ocutive and building the connective tissue, is to make sure you're getting pigments, the yellows and the reds and the blues and the greens, especially the yellows and the reds, are very important for the macula, for the eye health, for eye health. And one of the best ways to get these pigments, George, is to braise your vegetables in butter. When you braise your vegetables in butter, particularly squash and pumpkin and tomatoes, the reds and the yellows, and the reds and the yellows and the oranges are very important for the eyes. When you braise them in butter, the pigments come out in the butter. And then when you eat your veggies that have been braised in butter, your body will have an easier time absorbing those pigments. They'll go not only right to your eyes, but guess what? They'll go to your skin too, and they'll prevent you from getting sunburn as well as photo damage. And that's a little trick for folks if they want to protect their skin from the sun, is make sure you're using pigments and make sure you're using eye supplements like Ocutive and Vision FX, and you'll save yourself from wrinkles and photo damage and even possibly skin cancer, which is related to ultraviolet radiation from the sun.
Ben, you do just a marvelous job for us. Thank you.
Take that, George.
And Dr. Drew Peterson is with us, Randy Shannon. We've got a great team.
Thank you so much for letting us participate, George, because we're helping a lot of people.
And, of course, Doc Wallach is the man. He's taking a hiatus right now.
He's on a little vacation, but, yes, he is the man, absolutely.
I'm not sure he can stay awake too late these days, but he's a good guy. But we're going to come back with final calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to our final segment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. George Norrie here with you. And again, that toll-free number to call at any time, 1-855-949-7234. You have a great staff there, Ben.
Excellent staff, and they take good notes. And I know I talk fast sometimes and trying to put a lot of information out there. If you miss something or you don't understand something, everybody at the CriticalHealthNews.com staff understands and knows all the products inside and out, and they've heard my spiel for years.
Let's go to the calls. East of the Rockies, Vaughn is with us in Beaumont, Texas. Hello, Vaughn.
Hello. Just touching on what he was saying about blood pressure medicine, it seemed like it would cause organ shrinkage and also fatigue, you know, from a lack of...
Absolutely. That's one of the most important side effects and toxicities associated, adverse reactions associated with these kinds of medications is fatigue and lethargy, and all due to this lack of oxygen.
Yes. I have a three-parter quickly. I was wondering if there's a such thing as brain dehydration or microcirculatory blockages in the brain as a causal factor for possibly Alzheimer's or dementia?
Absolutely, 100%. You're right on. Not only is can dehydration negatively affect the brain, leading to confusion, problems with concentration, and impaired cognitive functioning, and I'm not sure about necessarily Alzheimer's disease, but cognitive impairment for sure. But there's also something called leaky brain. You know, we talked about leaky gut, how toxicity gets into the bloodstream through the intestine, but you can actually get toxicity getting into the brain through a leaky brain. The brain is protected from toxicity in the blood by what's called the blood-brain barrier, but the blood-brain barrier itself can become leaky, and one of the most egregious culprits, one of the most important causes of this leaky brain effect is gluten and grains. That's just another reason why you want to be careful about ingesting these gluten-containing grains, because of this this grain-brain effect or leaky brain effect. So to answer your question, yes, absolutely, dehydration can negatively affect brain health.
What else do you have, Vaughn?
You know, the scans look when you look at the brain scans, it looked like it, you know, it dehydrated. But
yes.
Anyway, are there any experiments where the ability to produce vitamin C in humans or animals have been restored?
Well, that's a great question. You know, vitamin C is really fascinating because animals make vitamin C, but humans don't. And that puts us in a very vulnerable position because vitamin C is critical for the stress response. When an animal is under stress, it will make 10 times as much vitamin C, even more, sometimes even 30 or 40 times as much vitamin C as it would ordinarily, because vitamin C, even though it doesn't get credit for as such, is very important for stress management. And the body's stress glands, the adrenal glands, have more vitamin C than almost any other, probably than any other system in the body. Humans don't make vitamin C, and that means we got to supplement with vitamin C. And in fact, you can supplement with super high doses of vitamin C because it's completely 100% non-toxic. And as important as it is, it has zero toxicity. Now, why is it important? Well, we talked earlier about the connective tissue and how building the connective tissue is the very essence of anti-aging. Well, guess what? You can't build connective tissue without vitamin C. And I suspect that in the future, we will realize that aging itself is a form of vitamin C deficiency disease. Now, of course, everybody knows that vitamin C deficiency disease is scurvy, but many of the signs of scurvy, including the weak bones and the gum disease and the skin problems and the cardiovascular and blood vessel issues, they're all signs of scurvy, but they're also signs of aging. So I think in the future, people are going to start to see that aging is subclinical scurvy, which means vitamin C is not only the anti-scurvy, the anti-ascorbotic vitamin, it's also the anti-aging vitamin.
Lori in Brighton, Illinois is with us now. Hello, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, both of you. Well, I wanted to ask you about magnesium in particular.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, so I'm just so confused. You know how there's different forms of vitamin stuff? And, well, I believe that I need to take magnesium especially, and I had gotten one at the store, you know, and it said, oh, I wrote them down here. Oops. I'm sorry, I didn't have my page ready.
That's okay.
So the one I had gotten was form oxide, and well, a while back there was another guest on Coast to Coast AM, not from Longevity or, you know, not one of you guys. He said, and because I was especially interested in that, for me, that's why I remembered and wrote it down. He said that the form that you need for magnesium is glycinate, but now I've got the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and it says it's gluconate and oxide, and the Qnol that I had that I've been taking just before that was glycinate, which is what he had said, and the Osteo FX says citrate. So I don't understand.
Yeah, the second word after minerals, will tell you how that mineral is handled by the body. So always, you never see just zinc or just selenium or just magnesium or any mineral by itself. There's always going to be a second word associated with that mineral. And the guess was correct. The best form of, I won't say the best form, but a better form of magnesium is magnesium glycinate. But magnesium citrate is also a very good form. So you'd be fine with magnesium citrate. Magnesium glycinate is also good. There's magnesium malate, and there's magnesium sulfate, and there's magnesium threonate. There's various forms of magnesium. For the most part, magnesium citrate and magnesium glycinate are going to be the best for most folks.
Ben, what do you think of L-arginine?
Oh, L-arginine is so darn important. You know, amino acids are known for being building blocks of protein. Most people know that. But the individual amino acids, above and beyond their role as components of of protein molecules, is very important. And we find that, for example, the amino acid tyrosine, that can act like caffeine. That can act like give you a stimulating, can stimulate you first thing in the morning. We find that, for example, the amino acid glycine is important for liver function and for building collagen. Well, the amino acid arginine is possibly the most powerful of all the amino acids, and that makes it extremely important for growth. In fact, we use arginine in the pharmacy for healing burns. Topical arginine as well as internal arginine. Anybody who's got any kind of skin trauma would do well to supplement with arginine. Arginine is also very important for male sexual performance. You heard of nitric oxide, right, George? You know, the cardio beats and such. Well, arginine helps you make nitric oxide. Arginine is also very important for growth hormone production. And arginine is very, very important for cardiovascular health, and it can also help you with blood sugar. It is probably, as I said, the most powerful of all the amino acids. The one knock on arginine is it doesn't taste very good. So if you're going to use arginine powder, you might want to cut it with a little bit of a little lemon or something to mask the taste of it. But of course, you can use arginine capsules and arginine tablets if you want to. If you just want to get arginine, I like the arginine powder, and I personally do 5 grams of arginine every day.
Randy's with us in Pearland, Texas. Hey, Randy, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, Randy.
Thank you for taking my call, Jordan Ori, and also Ben. I've got a question that I've got a guy at church, and he said he's got Parkinson's.
Oh, yeah.
What can help him with Parkinson's?
Yeah. You know, Parkinson's is tragic. I don't know if you've ever seen Parkinson's, George. It's just a horrible, horrible, horrible condition.
Well, I've just seen it in Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, that's right. That's a perfect example. And Muhammad Ali had it. People get brain who get hit in the brain or who do a lot of drugs, they'll get Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease is caused by the same thing that causes all chronic degenerative disease, and that's toxicity in the blood. If you go to the doctor, they will look at the end result of the toxicity in the blood, which is, of course, deterioration of the tissue in the brain, and that's what is the direct cause. But one of the principles...
And a lack of dopamine, isn't it?
That's right, the area in the brain that makes dopamine. But one of the principles of natural healing is where you see the disease is not where the disease begins. You have to go upstream. You can't approach the disease at the fruit. You have to go to the root. And the root of Parkinson's disease, like all chronic degenerative diseases, is in the digestive system. Now, there's a gentleman who's probably listening to this program right now. He lives in Alabama, and I talk to him periodically. He called me up after I was doing a show, I don't know, maybe a year and a half ago, and he had Parkinson's disease, and I made him a case study. I like making people case studies sometimes. I said, I'm going to show you how you can take care of your own Parkinson's disease. And you know what I did? I asked him to do, his name is Chris, I told him to do a food diary. I said, write down everything you eat. And by the way, we have a free food diary available at criticalhealthnews.com. When you sign up for a newsletter, we'll get you a free food diary. I told him to do a food diary and write down the foods he's eating and notice the relationship between the foods he's eating and the shakes, the tremors that are associated with Parkinson's disease. And lo and behold, his Parkinson's disease started to subside almost immediately. I put him on a bunch of supplements, including the Ultimate Niacin and the Healthy Start Pack and Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and we worked on his digestive health, And I think the last time I've talked to him for a couple of months now, but the last time I talked to him, his Parkinson's disease was almost completely gone. He still has a little bit left, and he calls me up periodically, and I put him on a few other supplements. Coenzyme Q10, I forgot about that one. That's another one that could be
and
very
And that helpful. I-26, right?
I-26, absolutely. And for leaky gut, which, as I said, that's always going to be at the root of all chronic degenerative disease, that leaky gut condition that we talked about, and I-26 is a godsend for leaky gut.
And that toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Next up, let's go to Bart in Southern Ohio. Bart, good to have you with us.
Hey, Bart.
Hey, George. Yeah, it's Mark, actually. Yeah, me again, George, the guy with the BA and a half.
Oh, great. Yes, sir.
Yeah, your old Navy colleague, too. Yeah. Anyway, George, just real quick, George, Ben just mentioned it, of course, leaky gut. I think what can help is slippery elm bark. Is
that
slippery elm bark?
Yeah, slippery elm bark.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that might help. Anyway, Ben, regarding the guy that called in earlier about the AFib, you know?
Yes.
You mentioned a couple of important things, but correct me if I'm wrong, but the compound resveratrol, which is in the French red wine.
Yes.
And it's also in dark chocolate. Yeah, what that stuff, well, you know, Ben.
Amazing stuff.
What that does, it increases the metabolic rate in your mitochondria.
That's right. That's right. There's a similar molecule called tyrosylbene, which also has the same kind of effect. And the mitochondria, you're touching on something very important. Too bad we're running out of time here. But the mitochondria are the critical element in cellular health, and mitochondrial misfunction or dysfunction is behind a lot of this cellular disease that we're talking about here. And supporting the mitochondria is extremely important. One of the best things you could do to support mitochondria is use your plant-derived ionic minerals, not so much the colloidal minerals, but the ionic minerals in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and other longevity products. They can be very supportive for mitochondria. Melatonin is very supportive for mitochondria. Vitamin B3, niacin, and vitamin B2, riboflavin, those are also supportive for mitochondria. Vitamin A, vitamin C. Supporting mitochondrial health is critical, and one of the worst things you could do for the mitochondria is eat a lot of sugar. And so restricting your sugar, going ketogenic, and lowering your calories is also very important for mitochondria. You're absolutely right on. Mitochondrial medicine is the up-and-coming way of treating cells. And in the future, that's what doctors are going to be focusing on, is the mitochondria.
Let's go to Mike in Fairbanks, Alaska. Mike, we only got about a minute before you. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir. Hi, George. Hi, Ben. Fantastic show. My notebook is full.
Okay, great.
I wanted to start off by saying everybody pray for Clyde Lewis. I love Clyde, even though I've argued with him a couple of times back and forth, but I love him, and I hope
what happened?
Kidney failure.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. Oh, wow. Yeah, Clyde's wonderful.
Yeah, he's wonderful. I hope he comes back. But I've got a real quick comment here. I think in the old days of Noah, he lived to be 1,000. Everybody was pushing 1,000 back then. I think when the firmament fell, that gravity increased and decreased our lifespan to over 100. But my main question and comment here, Ben, is bilberry for your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Ultra blue methylene.
Yeah.
Bioengineered food. And then how can I gain weight? Ben, my metabolism is so high. I eat and then I'm hungry.
Yeah.
In an hour, I can't gain weight.
Well, you don't want to gain fat. You want to gain muscle. So what you want to do is you want to get into the gym. And when you come home from the gym, you want to make sure you're doing protein, creatine. The TMR shake is one of my favorite proteins. Tommy loves that one. And then creatine. We haven't talked about creatine, George. That's an amazing, amazing supplement. And then make sure you're doing your healthy bone and joint pack for the connective tissue building. But you don't want to gain weight. You want to gain muscle. That's important. That's the key. And that means doing some resistance training and then doing your nutrition. And thank you so much for calling. George, you're amazing. Thank you so much for having us on. We really, really appreciate it. We're helping a lot of people. And everybody, get on criticalhealthnews.com. Check out our Zoom calls on Friday night and make sure you sign up for the newsletter.
Ben, have a great Christmas, my friend. Talk to you soon enough. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, Paul Davids joins us to talk about The Supernatural. There's a picture at coasttocoastam.com in the highlight reel. Take a look at it. It has to do with him. It's part of the story.